This is the Auburn Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Christian Post, churches across China's central province of Henan have been forced to replace the Ten Commandments, with President Xi Jinping's quotes amid pressure from the government, a Human Rights magazine has revealed. Bitter Winter reports that the Ten Commandments have been removed from nearly every three-self church and meeting venue in a county of Luoyang City and replaced with the president's quotes as part of the Chinese Communist Party's efforts to sinicize Christianity. The biblical commandments given to Moses, which include, "You shall have no other gods before me, and you shall not make for yourself a carved image," have been replaced with quotes from Xi, including excerpts from his speech at a Central United Front Work Department working meeting in 2015. According to Star Telegram, a 10-year-old girl who contracted a brain-eating amoeba after swimming in a Texas river died early Monday morning, according to KWTX. Lily Mae Avant, age 10, was hospitalized for nearly a week in Fort Worth after swimming in the Brazos River near Valley Mills over Labor Day weekend, McClatchy News Group previously reported. Her symptoms began with a headache and fever, then her condition quickly deteriorated, leaving her incoherent and unresponsive. She was placed in a medically induced coma, WFAA reported. The family told K3TV the girl died. Lonnie Yadon, Lily's aunt, posted to Facebook Monday morning that Lily had gone to be with Jesus. She fought the good fight and built an army of prayer warriors around the world doing it, the post said. "This past week has been a true testament of the kind of girl she was and the tremendous effect she had on people. It was incredible to bear witness, and I'm humbled to be a tiny part of her beautiful story. To see the outpouring of love and togetherness in a time where hate is the norm has been refreshing." According to Reuters, more than 125 migrant mothers and children have sued the U.S. government, claiming the Trump administration has violated the rights of asylum seekers through the arbitrary and capricious implementation of a virtual asylum ban at the southern border. The lawsuit, filed late on Monday, was the first to challenge President Donald Trump over asylum, since the U.S. Supreme Court decided last week that an anti-asylum rule will be allowed to take effect, while a separate lawsuit on its underlying legality is heard. Unlike other suits that have targeted the asylum rule itself, the latest filing challenges the Trump administration on procedural grounds, saying the government has enacted changes without warning, resulting in elevated rejection rates for asylum seekers. The plaintiffs are 126 women and children from 59 families, mostly from the impoverished and violent Central American countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, who were rejected in the early stages of the asylum process while staying at the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley, Texas. The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. According to WFAA, family friends of Carl and Beatty met near the flagpole at Centennial High School in Frisco on Monday night. They prayed for a miracle that Carly would make a full recovery. Beatty, a sophomore at Texas A&M, was walking home early Saturday morning with friends on the Texas A&M campus when she was hit by an SUV. She has had four surgeries and is in critical condition at a hospital in Houston. Police said that the SUV was driven by 17-year-old Pedro Puja, who hit Beatty and kept driving. Puja was drunk and on drugs, police said. The police report states that Puja was drunk and was on Xanax and cocaine at the time of the incident. He is charged with intoxication, assault, evading arrest, and accident involving serious bodily injury. Friends of the family told WFAA that they showed up at the high school campus to show their support and say a prayer. According to Reuters, the United States filed a lawsuit on Tuesday against Edward Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor who leaked secret documents about U.S. telephone and internet surveillance in 2013, saying his new book violates non-disclosure agreements. The Justice Department says Snowden published his memoir, A Permanent Record, without submitting it to intelligence agencies for review, adding that speeches given by Snowden also violated non-disclosure agreements. In 2013, Snowden wrote, "Everything you know about the Constitution is wrong. The United States is seeking all proceeds won by Snowden for the book," the Justice Department said. The lawsuit also names the corporate entities behind the book's publication as nominal defendants. Ben Wisner, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union who represents Snowden, said the lawsuit was without merit. According to S. Fist, ex-NFL player Terrell Roberts, a Brooklyn native who once played two seasons as a defensive back for the Cincinnati Bengals, was visiting his grandmother's East Bay home this past week when a suspect barged into the home and shot Roberts in the chest, leaving him fatally wounded. Last week, the home on the 1200 block of Fascination Circle in Richmond, where Roberts' grandmother resides, was home to not only a family reunion, but an episode of gun violence that took Roberts' life. Richmond Police Department officers responded to the scene a hail past 4 p.m. Wednesday, where they promptly found Roberts listless in the backyard of his grandmother's home, with a gunshot wound to the chest, Richmond Police Sergeant Enwick said to the Richmond Standard. The 38-year-old was pronounced dead on the scene. According to ESPN, an actor for the first two games, Dallas Cowboys defensive end Taco Charlton, took to social media Monday with a plea to the team, "Free me." After tweeting that message, the post was deleted, but he did follow up with this. "Trust me, the last thing I want to do is to have to go to social media to get what I want so I can play football again." The Cowboys have had trade discussions for Charlton, a first-round pick in 2017, but nothing that has gotten close to fruition, according to a source. Charlton is guaranteed his $1.376 million base salary this season, and $458,000 of his base salary next season. You can read these stories and more at UrbanChristianNews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.